This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania. It's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 309, 76 degrees. And I know it was said before I came on, because it's been going on for a little bit now, but Turning Point USA's Charlie Kirk has been shot on the University of Utah campus, surrounded by what looks like, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 college students. In the video, and I've posted a video from a distance of where you can hear the gunshot and you can see Charlie grab his neck. I've met Charlie many times. I've done events with Charlie. I wouldn't say that we were friends, but I do know him. You know, he's married with two children. And then the video cuts where people started to flee and they're yelling, run and run. That's on my Facebook page, and it's pretty much everywhere there. Since then, I've seen more close-up and graphic video, which I am not going to post, to where when Charlie grabs what would be his right side of the neck, his neck, if you're looking at the video from the front, his our left side, it appears that's where he was shot. It appears to have gone through, and an extreme amount of blood pours from the other side of his neck as he hunches over. That's where that video. In my experience, and I pray that for some miracle, this is survivable. And I'm not going to say one way or another, but from what I've seen, how this is not a fatal wound is just inexplainable to me. I hope that it looks worse than it is, but this appears to be a tragic loss here. And you could agree with Charlie Kirk's politics or not. You have to respect his First Amendment right to do that and peacefully do so, to where he goes from college campus to college campus. And again, surrounded by a few thousand, it could be, college students that are here to see him at this event. There were students on the roofs. There was a whole arena around him. This was an outdoor event where he was under one of his TPUSA tents, Turning Point USA tents, where he sits there with the microphone and he has these events. There is an individual in custody. I have a video of the individual being taken into custody where he's stating that he has the right to remain silent. He looks like an individual in his 60s, maybe 70, balding, with white hair on each side. He is down on his knees with his head facing down, handcuffed by law enforcement, surrounded by law enforcement. It's... something needs to be done here. We don't know how far the alleged shooter was in this. In the original video, that is from a distance, you really can't see anything graphic, and it was just at the point where this was first breaking where we found out that he was allegedly shot. And you can hear the gunshot, and you can see Charlie Kirk grab, again, his right side of his neck. And the closer-up videos that I will not be posting just shows an extreme amount of blood pouring from the left side of his neck as he falls over. Again, I just got that, 3 minutes before I walked in the studio. I was not obviously planning on talking about any of this, but here's a college campus, again, surrounded by thousands of students, a few thousand students. How close this individual got to fire this shot, what kind of weapon it is, we don't know any of that yet. And I'm going to do what we can to find that. And I hope and pray somehow this is survivable. But we have to take a step back here to where, listen, I disagree with a lot of you. You disagree with a lot of what I have to say. There's a different level here of loss of value of life. I just got back from Harrisburg where I addressed the Pennsylvania Senate. And I said the opening prayer of the session today in recognition of September 11th because they won't be in session tomorrow. It was my prayer that they can find common ground. It was my prayer that together they could lead this Commonwealth in a better direction. And we're going to play that for you later on the show. I was going to start off the show with that, but this is obviously something that's more pressing now. And to dislike and to hate, it's literal hate, what someone says respectfully and peacefully, if you disagree with it vehemently, does not give anyone the right to shoot that person and attempt to kill them. Again, Charlie Kirk is married. He has two young children, two girls, I believe, and they're both under the age of a few years old. And again, disagree with the things he has to say, disagree with his platform, disagree with the way he debates on college campuses. Now, Charlie Kirk is a college-age student himself. He's in his 20s, I believe. And he does it in a respectful manner. And he's got a large following, agree with it or not. 31 years old. 31 years old. He's got a large following, and he goes to these college campuses to expand their viewpoints, to give the opposite point of view, because we've seen these college campuses become a one-sided argument as far as their faculty and the indoctrination of a lot of students. So he gives that counterpoint, and a lot of people get infuriated by that. But it's always been respectful. It's always been a dignified back and forth. Agree with it or not, or hate him or call him names, I've never seen him in turn stoop to that. And listen, he's far from perfect. None of us are. But for this individual, and again, I'm just going by who they have in custody, and there's reports that they do have the person in custody. And the fact that that person is saying, I have the right to remain silent, someone appears to be in their 60s, balding with white hair, at this event. I'm looking at the crowd photos now because they're showing on Fox News, they're showing video reel from before this shooting of the event itself. And what would you say, Jake? A few thousand people there? Easily? Yeah. They're up on the roofs. They're up on the balconies. Their whole courtyard is full. I'm looking at the video to see if he was up against the railing, this shooter, because I do know what to look for now because I've seen a picture of him. How close he is to the railing? Was it from a far distance? Was it a long gun? Was it a handgun? We don't know that at this point. And I'll do my best during the breaks to find out what I can. But where does this lead us? Where does this and every time I see the more graphic video, because it is on social media. If you're looking to find it, it's there. I just will not be posting it because it disturbed me. It is horrific video. It is horrific. Where does this go now? Is there outrage on his supporters, from his supporters? How is that outrage deal with? Does something, I can't even say, does something good come out of this, because we don't need this happening. You can dislike every word of what somebody says, but to end their life, and we don't know, but by some miracle, hopefully he survives this. But from the video that I've seen, I don't see how. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to say that he's deceased. I'm not going to say that he's not with us. I hope and pray for his family that he is, and he does pull through this. But the wound that I saw was gruesome. The fact that the person that was being apprehended casually says, I have the right to remain silent. And I didn't proof it yet because I don't know if there's any curses or anything in it. So I can maybe play you some audio once I review it a little more again, because I got this just as I was walking in the studio. I was trying to verify the reports, first of all, making sure the videos are accurate. And that's a time that we live in with AI and a lot of things. Even the more gruesome picture, was it people trying to make it worse than it was to infuriate outrage? And that you have to really pay attention to that. But it looks like both are accurate. Reports that I'm getting from people that I know that are close to Turning Point USA are saying this is a tragedy. And again, you don't want to say a father of two young girls married, is he no longer with us? Let them make that. The FBI director has already chimed into this. Kash Patel, the FBI director, is friends with Charlie Kirk. So I'm sure there is going to be a vested interest here. The president of the United States is friends with Charlie Kirk. You have Jason Chaffetz, a former Utah congressman, speaking now on here. So apparently who they have in custody is why? That's going to be the big question. And I think we can come to assumption of why. The hate has reached that level to where people are lashing out and acting on it. And you can say that it's both sides all you want, but it doesn't appear to be that way when it comes down to these things. Yes, listen, both sides are ruthless when it comes to politics. Both sides say a lot of mean things, and it has gotten nasty because of both sides. But this is not. This seems to be more one-sided. And I hope Democrats come out. And we don't know the politics of this individual. This could be because Charlie Kirk was rude to one of his family members at one of these events, and that's what he's taking it out on, not because of any politics. We'll find the whys out, but something needs to be done, and we don't have those answers right now. Something has to be done. We do know that a suspect's in custody. What we find out, how fast we find out, what happens from here, what outrage happens on both sides. Hopefully there's no attempt, and I'm going to, as tragic as this is and as angry as this makes me, calm needs to prevail here. We need to find out the facts. We need to find out what exactly was the cause here. If it was politics, then we need to have a serious discussion, because this needs to stop. We had two assassination attempts on the president when he was candidate. Now we have this. This is very eerily similar to what took place at Butler, Pennsylvania. Looking at the video, it is extremely similar. How close did this individual get? You want to talk about laws and more? I mean, he's on a campus, a college campus, a gun-free zone in Utah. But I'm just at a loss of words that the second video literally set me back. And it's I apologize for my lack of words here, because horrific is the only way I could describe it. And if someone with my background is calling it horrific, you need to take that seriously. And I guess we'll see where we move from here. Again, during the breaks, I'm going to try and find out as much information as I can through my contacts and from research. But at this point, it's an extremely tragic situation. There's live video now of the area. It appears to be evacuated, obviously. I don't see an established crime scene set up. It appears to be vacant, so there might be an outer perimeter where they're not letting people in. But I'm sure we'll find out more information as this goes on. But as you can tell from my voice and how taken back I am, these things, I mean, these things obviously aren't planned, but just a beautiful day in Utah interrupted by gunfire and may have been fatal. We're going to check in on that. But again, the videos that I've seen have been gruesome. It's 3:22 here. I'll do that when I come back, Jake. We'll go back to a break now. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Let me tell you about the Good Feet store located right here in Scranton on a corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard across from the Olive Garden. They're making it easier than ever to feel your best. Say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort with Good Feet Arch Supports. There's no waiting. Their arch supports are immediately available, so you can experience the difference today with a free test walk. And here's the best part. Their Good Feet Arch Supports are proudly made in the USA. So why wait to feel better? Do what I did. Go over to 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. Call them at 570-534-0980. Check them out online at goodfeet.com. And it's something I did over 2 years ago, and it's really helped me with my day-to-day life. I've dealt with a lot of foot pain, plantar fasciitis. I've had nerve ablation and shots in my legs and backs for many, many years. And since I have my Good Feet Arch Supports, I haven't needed any of that. So check them out. Goodfeet.com, because you're not going anywhere without Good Feet. We talked a little bit about yesterday, about this hostage that was let go. Now, originally I thought it was one of the Hamas hostages. It turned out to be a Princeton doctoral student kidnapped in Iraq that has been freed. And the sister said that they both started sobbing when she found out that that she was released. Now, she holds both Israeli and Russian citizenship. She spent more than 900 days in custody in Iraq. 900 days. She's a Princeton University graduate student who was kidnapped in 2023 while doing research there, was freed and turned over to U.S. authorities, her family and officials said yesterday. Elizabeth Terzov, who holds Israeli and Russian citizenship, spent more than 900 days in custody after disappearing in Baghdad, the Iraqi capital, as she was pursuing a doctorate focused on religion. She was turned over to the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad after being tortured for many months, President Donald Trump said in a social media post, which identified her captors as the Katbib Hezbollah, part of the coalition of Iranian-backed militias that are officially part of Iraq's armed forces, but in practice often act on their own as a terrorist organization. The U.S. government listed the group, which has not claimed the kidnapping, as a terrorist organization in 2009. Terzov's sister, Emma, a U.S. citizen who has campaigned for her release, said that she was in Washington for meetings this week when she heard the news from the special presidential envoy for hostage affairs of the release. The sisters were able to connect by phone and expected to reunite in the next 24 hours. Although details are still being worked out, Emma Terzov said, "I heard her voice for the first time in 2.5 years and still couldn't believe it. And I just melted to the floor," she said in an interview with the Associated Press. "I heard her voice and she heard mine. And it was the most joyous experience of my life. And we both started sobbing and screaming." Iraqi officials said about the release, two Iraqi militia officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Militia officials are speaking on the down low because they were not authorized to speak publicly, said the release came about as a result of negotiations and not through military operations to free her. The officials said that one of the conditions for her release had been the withdrawal of U.S. forces currently stationed in Iraq, which had been agreed upon between Washington and Baghdad last year, and that the U.S. and Israel would not launch strikes on Iraq. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he spoke with the family and told them the entire state of Israel is happy to see their return. We reaffirm once again that we will not tolerate any compromise in enforcing the law of upholding the authority of the state, nor will we allow anyone to undermine the reputation of the Iraqi people, he said. One of the Iraqi spokespersons said. This is the Iraqi Prime Minister Mahad al-Sudani.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Said on a post on X. One of the most complicated issues is how to handle popular mobilization forces, a coalition of mostly Shiite, Iran-backed militias that formed to fight the Islamic State group. The coalition was formed to place under the control of the Iraqi military in 2016, although it practices and still operates with significant autonomy as part of terrorist groups. So look at what Iraq has become. It's a faction of a government run by independent terrorist militias. But we have a hostage back after 900 days, and that is something to celebrate. Did bring that up yesterday. And welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We're trying to see what we can here. There is an outpouring of prayers on social media. You also have, obviously, the monsters and trolls on social media already posting how this was deserved, and if you want to play in this arena, you better be ready to fight in this arena. And such garbage that I've been seeing, such garbage. And actually, MSNBC, I just saw one of their anchors say that this could have possibly been one of Charlie Kirk's pro Second Amendment supporters that was showing off his gun and it accidentally went off. That's the kind of nonsense you have going out there from people. Again, regardless of what you agree with and don't agree with of what he says, you cannot show me an instance to where he was disrespectful. You cannot show me where he was confrontational. You know, during his arguments, may he have been condescending? Sure. But to end a husband, a father of two young girls' life because you disagree with what they have to say. It's like the nonsense here of people who want to fight with me because they don't like what I have to say. College professors want to fight me. I guess they really don't teach the First Amendment in there. And disagree what I have to say. I'm not asking for you to agree with what I have to say. Obviously, you're listening. You know, the fact where people show up here outraged at the things I have to say because they want to argue with me in person. For what? The nonsense on social media. How do you let it get yourself to a point where you're physically angry? It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And we're trying to get more information as we can. I'm trying to get more information on the person that they allegedly have in custody. Again, I have video of them apprehending someone who does shout out, "I have the right to remain silent," while he's being handcuffed, surrounded by law enforcement. The university is saying that the Kirk shooting suspect is in custody. So we'll find out more. And again, there was thousands of college students at this event surrounding him. And we'll find out more of what was going on. There is already a media contingency at the hospital. I hope that's a good sign that they're at the hospital. I hope that's a good sign because the video of one of the closer-up videos is gruesome. It's gruesome. And the way I can explain it is, he grabs his right side of his neck, and within a second, out of the left side of his neck, it looks like baby vomit coming out of his neck. That's the only way I could describe it to you, how gruesome it is. And by some miracle, I hope that could be survived. And for his family's sake, I do. For our nation's sake, I do. This is not going to change the discussion for the better. Moving forward, what is the response here? What goes on with this? I urge everyone to take a step back and take a pause on doing anything out of emotion. Again, the videos that I've seen have troubled me. And I'm sure you're going to see them because that's the age of social media that we live in. So we're going to obviously dip in and out of this as we find out more information. But it's just a tragic day for humanity, especially here in our nation. Something that we were tracking yesterday is a federal detainee was killed at a Lackawanna County prison. A homicide probe is underway. It appears that it was an inmate-on-inmate assault that resulted in a death. About 12:30 p.m. yesterday, officers were alerted to an inmate-on-inmate assault during which one of the inmates died, according to the Lackawanna County District Attorney, Brian Gallagher. Lackawanna County District Attorney's Office Detective Division, the Pennsylvania State Police responded and are investigating. We did start catching wind of this yesterday, but really couldn't get any facts other than that there was a death of a federal prisoner. So there's really no information now, but it was inmate on inmate, which is not uncommon in our prisons. And it is under investigation. So that's the information that's out, and that's the information we can give you now. Let me tell you about Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. When I looked for a company in our area here, I wanted a few things. I wanted a couple boxes checked. I wanted a local company. I wanted a family-run company, and I wanted a company that used top-of-the-line equipment. And Monk Heating and Air Conditioning met all those criteria. I met them. Rob Monk came to the house. He scanned each room, told me exactly what size unit I needed, took pictures of my rooms where the units would be installed, showed me exactly what they would look like on my walls, exactly what they would look like in my room when I walked in the house, when I walked in that room. Outside, took me around, showed me what it would look like, showed me what the gutter system, the downspouts that would cover the tubing and the electric for these units, what it would look like. And basically, you wouldn't even know. It looks like a drainage gutter coming down that blends in with everything else. They're using Mitsubishi Electric Heat Pump System, one of the top of the line. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite Contractors. They're trained premier comfort specialists, if that's what you're looking for. 24-7, 365-day service, Cool Club maintenance plans, water heaters same day. And listen, those family values, they've been in business for decades. Either it's Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, you're going to be dealing with the family. And, you know, they take pride in what they do because it is a family-run business. Their name is literally the business, Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. So check them out at monkhvac.com. You can tell them I sent you. And stand behind everything, that top-of-the-line equipment. I am so looking forward to it. You think, well, the summer's mostly over, that air conditioning and heating system. I'm looking forward to it. My wife's looking forward to in the morning. You get up, it's been 38 degrees at the mornings up at my house. She hits the little remote control. It pumps out a little heat, warms up the house, and then as soon as the sun kicks in an hour or so, you know, we got our heat coming in through the windows, the big picture windows we have. So we're looking forward to it. We don't have to get the fireplace fired up. Don't have to turn the regular heat on to, I wait till the beginning of November, but don't tell anybody I shut that breaker off. But she'll have the remote control for the Monk Heating and Air Conditioning System, those ductless systems. So I'm looking forward to it. She's looking forward to it. And I can't wait till they come in next week and install it. I'm going to walk you through that. MonkHVAC.com. Check them out. It is 342 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. There are people celebrating this on social media. And again, I understand you don't have to agree with who he was or anything like that. You don't have to agree with things he said, but celebrating someone shot in the neck at a college event? Anyone. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. But again, I'm waiting to bring you more information. There's really not much out there. There are news crews that are stationed at the hospital. The fact that they are at a hospital, the fact that he was able to make it there and wasn't decided at the scene is a good sign. And again, these things are unexplainable sometimes. They truly are. And until I get more information on what we're dealing with and who the individual was that is in custody, again, I have a video. I will try. I haven't had the time to, because every time I go to a break, I'm trying to look up more information to bring you more information. And everything's just kind of in a holding pattern where people are obviously praying for Charlie Kirk and his family. There are pictures of him, his beautiful wife, and his two daughters, or his two children out there. MSNBC is on a full rant, as you would think, basically blaming Charlie Kirk for, you know, the type of things that he's done as upping the rhetoric. Well, if you've ever looked at Charlie Kirk's events, and I implore you do, they're all out there on the internet. He debated points of view. He debated points of view at college campuses and at events. You can agree with that. You can don't agree with it. You know what? If you really don't agree with it, don't go. But to show up in order to end someone's life and terrorize thousands of college students in the University of Utah, disrupt their education, and simply because you didn't know how to deal with your anger issues and emotions, and that's how you lash out. That's how you lash out. Listen, I've gotten angry plenty of times on a lot of things. I usually try not to let people get me angry. More situations get me angry. I've also been around firearms and have carried firearms for my entire adult life. It's never been an issue, right? To blame that tool, to blame the firearm, to blame a lot of things is the weak excuse. It's the weak excuse out. And hopefully this is condemned across the spectrum. But from what I'm seeing from news anchors already, it doesn't appear that that's the route that a lot of people are going to take. Again, you have people outwardly, and again, they're progressive leftist troublemakers. I get that, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to take something like this and infuriate people so they can get clicks, so they can get the activity on their social media. As disgusting as it is, it's predictable. But to have people on main Stream Media saying, well, you know, he should have known that something like this was coming. Really? Somebody should know that because they disagree with them that they have the possibility of being shot? No, no one should think that way. This isn't about crime. This isn't about trying to steal something from someone. This isn't about taking something that you want for your own. This isn't about trying to make money through a criminal enterprise. This is literally killing someone to silence them because they have a differing opinion from you. That is about as low as it goes. Trying to work in some of the stories that I've had. The university is saying shots fired at Kirk were 200 yards away. That's two football fields. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. But again, trying to work in the normal stories we had here. A grove of giant sequoia trees burns in California's Sierra National Forest. And the tragedy that this is, if you've ever been to the Sequoia National Forest in California, it is a beautiful sight, something you really can't see anywhere else in the world. And the fact that that a lot of those trees have been burned to the ground through the wildfires is tragic. So something we need to just bring up and be aware of. They grow 300 feet tall, some of these massive wonders of nature. And some of them can be as old as 3,000 years old. So it appears that we've lost a bunch of them that are now laying on their sides burnt. It is 3:50 here at WILK. Time for the Bloomberg. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. Time for the NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for the breakout escape room. Let the rain pour outside while you enjoy a great deal inside with a buy one, get one free for $24. That's two tickets for the price of one. Save it for a rainy day with friends or family while solving one of the immersive escape rooms. Rooms to choose from include Rewind Time Back to the 2000s, Brand New Room The Lost, Last Chance Saloon, Mission Colossal, or Freak Show. Located at 618 Blackman Street in Wilkes-Barre, visit GetMyPerks.com for all the details. So we're back here on WILK News Radio. I have looked at some of the videos, and here's the initial video taken from a rooftop overlooking the whole event. And it cuts out just before they say the S word, which we can't play here. So that's good. But you can hear the crowd. You can hear him talking in the distance, and then you can hear the crack of the gunshot. So we'll play you what we have here. Let me just cue it up for you. So you can hear the crowd start to flee and run, 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 go, go. You can hear Charlie Kirk speaking in the background. Then you can hear the crack of the gun. And here is the individual that is in custody now while he was being placed in arrest. And you can hear him state right at the beginning, "I have the right to remain silent." So there's a lot of speculation on who this might be. I haven't been able to confirm that. Still looking to see where we're at as far as that goes until I can get something confirmation-wise. Updates are that he's in critical condition at the hospital. That would be a good thing to hear based on the video I saw earlier. If he could survive this, it would be a miracle from the video that I've seen, but the fact he's out of hospital, the fact they're saying he is in critical condition brings a lot of hope to the matter here. And again, there is a lot of speculation on who this shooter may be. Until I can nail that down and confirm it, I'm not going to say anything there. U.S. Senator John Fetterman has made a post about 40 minutes ago. "I condemn this in the strongest terms. There is zero place in our great country for these horrendous acts of political violence. We must find a better way forward. May Charlie Kirk have a full and quick recovery." And he shared the CNN breaking news. "Trump ally Charlie Kirk shot at a Utah event," sources say here. So as we sift through this and try and get you more information, again, there's a lot of speculation. And again, you have to watch when it says authorities have confirmed the Charlie Cook shooter is such and such. Until I can get it from a verified source in law enforcement, that doesn't exist. So you will see a lot of chatter out there. There's a lot of misinformation out there already. There's a lot of trying to stoke anger on both sides. And be careful of that. Be careful of that. Indeed, but I am seeing an outlash of outrage at MSNBC and some of the things they've been putting out. And again, I haven't had time to vet it, or I'm just going about what I'm seeing on social media here. So again, we're talking about the shooting of Turning Point USA Charlie Kirk, who I do know personally. He was at an event at the University of Utah with a few thousand students in attendance. I haven't got the official number, but just looking at the crowd, both in the road, in the quad or whatever they call it there, and the rooftop surrounding it. Again, there was a few thousand people, and they all start to run once they realize that a shot was fired. You could visibly see Charlie Kirk grab the right side of his neck. And there is video of much closer that shows an extraordinary amount of blood pouring out of the left side after he grabs his neck. The fact that he's at a hospital and was removed from the scene is a good sign. The fact that he obviously wasn't pronounced there shows that it wasn't immediate fatal or tragic wound. So that's good. The fact that they're reporting that he is in critical condition at the hospital is another good sign, as extreme as that is. And you know, when you're saying, you know, critical condition at a hospital is a good sign, it's saying something. So again, this is Charlie Kirk. He often debates college students at college campuses around the nation. Turning Point USA, he's the head of that organization. There's been an outpouring of support from elected officials. Again, I just read you the statement from Senator John Fetterman, the president of the United States. The White House have all made statements already asking for prayers for Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk, who is 31, is married, has two young children. So, again, the discourse of not understanding or not agreeing with what someone says, the fact that it's been okay to lash out in violence because of that. And again, it's not just on things we see on TV. You know, it's here. You know, a college professor from Penn State Berks wants to fight me because he doesn't agree with what I say on the radio. You know, you have crazy people coming here because they don't like seeing things we say. It happens. And a lot of times it's easy to just brush it off and say, it's not a concern. I'm not worried about it. But this day and age, again, how far away, they're saying up to 200 yards this individual was, which leads me to believe it was some sort of long gun. How did he get it on this college campus? There's rules to that, right? Laws? I guess not. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.